What's going on, Packers fans? Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Thursday. The Brewers are up 6-5 at the top of the ninth against the Cubs. Here's hoping they hold on, unlike last evening. Hope you're all doing well wherever you are in this world on this summer Thursday. That, let me tell you, summer has announced his presence with authority here in New York City. I don't know what it's like wherever you are, but it is hot. H-O-T. Today in the city. Hope you're all staying cool wherever you are. Before I get going, of course, I want to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Our good friends at Ticket King will get you in the seats that you want to be in to watch the Green Bay Packers play tackle football in the year 2023. Just head to cheeseheadtv.com and utilize our schedule either on the website or the app. We have individualized links for each and every game, preseason, regular season, home, away, everything to get you to Ticket King. Hell, there's a link in the description of this video. Utilize that if you want. Use Ticket King, people. You don't want Ticketmaster. You don't want StubHub. None of this national nonsense. Use a local company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. They got a place right across the street from Lambeau Field if you're in town and feel like stopping by. Otherwise, just utilize Cheesehead TV. We'll get you to Ticket King. That's what you want to do. If you need Packers tickets this year, Ticket King's the way to go. The other way to go, of course, I'll tell you what, it's the Cheesehead TV shop. We got a summer vibes sale going on. 20% off everything in the Cheesehead TV store. Use promo code SUMMERVIBES20. That's SUMMERVIBES20. Promo code to get 20% off every single thing in the Cheesehead TV store. You'll find a link in the description of this video, or just head to cheeseheadtv.com, click on shop at the top of the page, and it'll take you to the store. And you get 20% off everything. SUMMERVIBES20. Also, in addition, so many promos going on today, kicking off our annual, at this point, association with the folks over at PackersYearbook.com. Use promo code CHTV. That's promo code CHTV for 10% off the official 2023 yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. PackersYearbook.com. That's where you want to go, people. It's all happening. Can you feel it? Can you feel we're getting closer, people? We're marching so steadily towards the start of training camp. I cannot wait. I know you guys are anxious as well. I just wanted to touch on briefly the idea of this running game in 2023, led by obviously Aaron Jones and somewhat in association, AJ Dillon, and then whoever ends up winning that third running back spot. But more important as those gentlemen are and as talented and dynamic as they can be, more importantly, what I am most looking forward to is a solidified offensive line, a cohesive unit that is there from the first day of camp, hopefully knock on every piece of type of thing available, wood, metal, whatever, stays relatively healthy throughout the season, especially at the start, and they can build something. This unit working together with David Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins on the left side, I'm telling you, from the get-go, you get that out the gate, this is going to be a team that's going to be tough to defend. I know there were problems at times last year, especially early in the season when they had a very mishmashed offensive line. But they have the makings of a unit that can be incredibly effective, incredibly efficient, and give defenses problems as far as, well, do we overload? Do we try and stop the run specifically? Because they have the ability to run up and down the field on us. Well, guess what? Now we're going to start booting. We're going to start play action faking, and we're going to be going over the top, or we're going to be running high lows on the bootleg. It's all there for the taking. And the biggest component, the biggest key, is continuity along the offensive line. If they can get that right out the gate, it's going to be a problem for defenses. This running game is going to be a problem. I guarantee it. That's my little one for today. I know it's not a major point to make, not a huge discovery, but it is funny how people do seem to forget that the Packers, especially early last year, they weren't trotting out their starting lineup. They were not trotting out their preferred starters for much of the first half of the season. And it's not like things flipped a switch and things became magically better. They became a bit better as they went on in the year, and both Elgton and David found their footing, so to speak. And then, of course, Elgton sliding back inside to his guard position. I think having all of that sorted in camp and letting them hit the ground running in week one down in Chicago as a cohesive unit, is going to pay off big time. And if you're interested in Elgton Jenkins and his possible hopeful return to form, there's a really good article up at CheeseheadTV.com right now on that very subject. I highly encourage everyone to check it out. How is everybody? Looking at everybody in the comments section. How y'all doing? Dennis is here, of course. What's up? New York Cheesehead, what's up, man? How you doing? What else we got? We got Al Ryder starting us off with a super chat. What's up, Al? Stoked. I finally got to meet local friend's son, former number 82, Ryan Taylor. Packer forever. We'll be there for Jordy Hall of Fame. Nice young man. Go Pack, go. Ryan Taylor drinking game. If you don't know, we used to back in the day, every time he did basically anything, we would take a drink. Ryan Taylor drinking game. And fun fact, he is best friends with one of my favorite coworkers ever. He is a very good dude. And he, without question, is one of the nicest guys to come through Lambeau Field. And the Brewers win, people. That's what I'm talking about. Forgive the disruption, but big win over the Cubs. Fly that L, Chicago. Fly that L. Love it. So good. What else we got, folks? What else we got? I love now. I got my chat up here. Brewers win. Brewers win. There we go. Eric Lake, thanks for checking out the stream on Facebook, man. And this is a nice distraction on this summer afternoon. From Packers Daily a couple weeks ago, my favorite Packer memory is when I walk into an elevator I was not supposed to, slightly intoxicated, heard a man behind me say, "Mr. Wayne," heard the voice turn around, said, "Wayne Larrivee, how's it going?" and shook his hand, then followed by security telling me I couldn't be in the elevator. I think I know. I'm assuming this was in Lambeau Field because I know there are a couple of elevators that are specifically to get up to the press box and some other areas, the coaching staff areas, what have you. So I don't doubt that, you know, it's real easy, intoxicated or no, to get on the wrong elevator in Lambeau. But it's cool you got to meet Wayne Larrivee. Wayne, I will always have a special place in my heart for Wayne. My time on the beat was spent, you know, getting up every Saturday morning very, very early and flying to wherever the Green Bay Packers were playing, whether that was Lambeau 8 times a year or wherever they were on the road, right? And it was a lonely exercise at first, I will admit. Like, I didn't know a lot of people. I certainly didn't know my coworkers very well, and I didn't know too many people with the team. So I was initially on my own quite a lot. And I was in the team hotel in Dallas at the bar. And Wayne saddled up to me and just started talking and having a conversation. He said how much he enjoyed what we did at Cheesehead TV. And we shot the shit for like a good hour. Just out of nowhere. And that really meant a lot. And it's, like I said, it's always kind of endeared me to Wayne. And I think he is a no bullshit kind of guy. And he's really good at his job. That's the other thing. Like, he is excellent doing the play-by-play on the old Packer Radio Network. So shout out to Wayne. And it's cool that you got to meet him, man. John says, living in Arizona and seeing Buda Baker up close, he is the real deal. Any chance the Pack will go and get him, in your opinion? John, I'll be absolutely shocked if it happens. Is there a chance? I mean, never say never. As Han Solo would say, never tell me the odds. But yeah, I don't think they're flying through that asteroid field. I just think they're going to try and lean on some of this youth, and they're probably going to use a combination of guys throughout the year and different sub packages and things like that. More than anything, it's his contract that's an issue. But even if that weren't a problem, which it pretty much is, but even if it weren't, I just don't see them going that route. This is a team that has shed a lot of these bigger veteran contracts. They're definitely hitting reset on this roster. I don't see a lot of impetus to go and get a veteran and bring him in along with his contract. Which, let's face it, would he help the defense? No question about it. Is he a monster difference maker in the sense of the win-loss column? Hard to say. I tend to doubt it, not at the safety position. So, look, I'm not saying he ain't a good player, because he is, and he would certainly help. But the Packers, as you probably know and understand, they think long-term. They're not thinking of bringing in Ronins for 1 year. That's something you do when, you know, you're at the tail end of Aaron Rodgers' time in town and you're trying to get back to the Super Bowl one last time. But now, at the start of something new, a new window, I don't see it. Now, I say all that, and I'll watch them do it tomorrow. But, yeah, I do not see that happening. Luke, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Happy Thursday, Nags. I love your thoughts on what Watson could be if he plays at the level he finished last year. Cheers. That's an interesting question. I'm not going to mince words here. I think he can be a superstar, a bona fide A1 superstar. I know there are some folks out there, at least on the national level, who question his ability to be consistent, his ability to continue to develop as a route runner and things of that nature. But I think he's in a perfect offense for his skill set. I think Matt showed last year he's got a really good way of moving him around, utilizing him on all different levels, including out of the backfield and things of that nature. Yeah, man, I think the sky's the limit. And I really do think, and I know you guys probably get tired of me saying this, but I genuinely believe it, especially with a player with that much talent. I think it comes down to him and how badly he wants it and how badly he wants to work for it. Because the opportunities are going to be there. There is zero doubt that the Packers are going to have spent this offseason drawing up new ways and all sorts of, you know, formations and route combos to get him going. And it's really on him to capitalize. And that's not to say that there won't be, you know, dry spells or, you know, maybe the timing's off because it's Jordan and Jordan's first time starter and they're just kind of learning to work with each other. Although you've seen this offseason, they've spent time together. But yeah, the sky's the limit, man. And I know a lot of people want to compare, right? Could he be X or could he be Y? As far as player comparisons, that ain't my bag, man. I just know that he can be a really good football player. And I think, again, the limitation is only down to how bad he wants to work for it. Because, you know, barring injury, which is always the big caveat, and that's true of any player, but he'll have opportunities. And if he capitalizes on them, he's going to put up monster numbers. No two ways about it. Badger Trio, what's up, man? Thanks for super chat. I think at this point, safe to say Clifford is number two. Clifford is number two. You mean like Cliff Crystal? I don't know who you're talking about. Sorry. Clifford. what's up, Brandy? As long as the slowest player keeps doing those screens, we should be safe. Now, Brandy. Now, be nice. Be nice. Brandy says defense is set except for the safety spot. I think that's probably the case, but I wouldn't, you know, dismiss the possibility that that edge rotation, you know, isn't set anytime soon before Rashawn gets back. You know, I know they're running Hollins out there. They're gonna run Enikbare, and then they got the rookie. But you know, I don't think that's quite set. I think that will be kind of that will play out in camp, right? Now, obviously, Preston's your starter on one side, but as far as the other, I think that's something that's a little bit up in the air. And then, as you say, safety is certainly going to be something that's a day by day kind of judgment process, looking at who's rising, who's falling, things like that. But for the most part, yeah, I think, you know, especially with Stokes' injury, you got to think he's probably not going to start camp right away. So you got your outside guys there and you got Nixon in the slot and away you go. So what else we got here, folks? We got Mimsy. What's up, man? Thanks to Super Chat. Wayne Larrivee is Euchre tier sans funny stories. Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as a play-by-play guy, he is gold standard. No question about it. Like, there's not even a question. Heeb Sheboygan, do you guys actually own Carry the G beer? Yes. I mean, yeah, along with Gathering Place, the brewery in Milwaukee that we partnered with. But yes, it's 100% ours. It is a Cheesehead TV beer. What else we got here, phone? Sean Clifford, backup QB. Oh, Clifford, the backup. As I indicated, I think, who was it? I was talking with somebody, man. I don't pay these rookies the compliment of learning their names until they, like, earn a spot. You know, we shall see. Danny Etling running with the twos in the OTAs. So anything's possible. I know the plan is most likely, yeah, it's Clifford's job, but he's got to earn it. right? So we shall see. New York Cheese said, will there be Carry the G beer at the next New York meetup? I wish. Hell, there's not Carry the G here in the studio. I'm going to get it here first before I start taking it out on the town. Give me a break. What else we got here, folks? Who is my hope for the third running back this season? Dean. It's a good question. I mean, I understand Patrick Taylor is like boring to a lot of people, which I totally disagree with. I think he's really solid. I think he's exactly what you want out of your number three back, a guy who is completely assignment sure, really good in pass pro, and gains yardage when handed the football. Is he a dynamic presence like Aaron Jones or A.J. Dillon? No, of course not. Why is the number three? Could they have something in the rookie class? Yeah, possibly. Could Goodson come up and make some noise if he improves in pass pro? We all know what a dynamic threat he is with the ball in his hand. Could that happen? Yeah, sure. But right now, if I'm sitting here and I had to pick a 53 today, I'm putting Patrick Taylor on it. You know, if for all the reasons I just stated, but including special teams, that's the other area you got to remember. That's where that job is going to be won, is on special teams. So, yeah, man, that's right now. That's my hope and my prediction. But things will change. Who knows? We get to camp. Like I said, some rookies make some noise. Goodson does some nice things. Maybe makes a few more plays in preseason like we saw last year, including improving in his pass pro. And who knows? Maybe he takes that gig. But long way to play out yet. Oh, if I had to pick some player, who will be the story of camp, the offensive and defensive? Carry. Interesting question. You know, on defense, I think it'll be Valentine. Or Valentine, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, the rookie defensive back. I just think he is going to make noise and surprise some people. But that's camp. I think in the preseason, Keandre Thomas is going to be heard from again, much like he was last preseason, where he made a push for a role on this team, but ultimately ended up on the practice squad. That would be my guesses on defense. On offense, feels like chalk, but give me Jaden Reed. I think he's destined to be making headlines and plays in camp that have people going, oh, this kid's pretty good. Oh, this kid can make some plays, blah, blah, blah. So I think it's going to be really hard. Soder, Patrick Taylor is not boring. Well, I know, Soder. He's not boring to Luddites like you and me. Let's put it that way. But he's boring to the set that wants, like, you know, splash plays all the time. That just ain't his thing. Will I be at Packers training camp on the 22nd of August? No, that's actually probably right after I leave. I'll be there through the Patriots preseason game, and then I'm out. If only we could bring back Kumaro and Janice, we'd be Super Bowl bound. Man, people started early today. All right, I got to catch up. Oh. There we go. Williams says Tavarius Moore will be a starter. Look, I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm certainly not dismissing the possibility. I tend to think Jonathan Owens is going to be the guy across from Darnell Savage. I don't think it's a guarantee that Darnell Savage is the starter. I mean, the man did get benched last year, right? I do think, as Justice said in our conversation a couple weeks ago, he'll have to lose the job rather than win it, right? So I do think he'll probably be one of the starters. Could Moore jump up? Absolutely. No question about it. I know the book on him last year in San Francisco is he was somewhat played out of position at times. Certainly has the tools, certainly has the physicality and kind of the athleticism, right? That you want at that position, turn his hips, work in the slot and a two-way go. I like his game. I'm not dismissing him. But I do think Owens is on the track that you see him as a full-time starter last year for the first time, really productive. I don't know, man. Any one of these guys could jump up and do it. Hell, Anthony Johnson Jr. could do it, right? I know Ford's been running with the starters in the offseason program, for all that matters. But, yeah, I think that's obviously, as Brandy indicated, it's the one spot on defense where you're really going to be watching day by day to see who gets opportunities, who makes the most of them. and, you know, how that kind of shakes out, because, you know, there's no doubt that the starting job is up for grabs, but you also got to be able to ball out on teams, especially if you're one of these younger guys. So there's going to be a lot going into it. What else we got? Jim says, I'm still rooting for Thump. Yeah, I know. I saw Rock had a video about Innis Gaines over there on Packers.com. Andy Herman likes to make fun of me because Innis Gaines is my boy, my guy. I like him so much. Been waiting, though. Been waiting on that potential to kind of start to flourish. This is the year it has to happen for him, I would say. But that's a guy who really made the most of his opportunity on teams, right? And whenever he does get those opportunities, I think he's done a good job. I like him. But he's got a lot of bodies around him this year vying for spots on this roster. So I'm not saying it's a long shot or anything like that, but he has got to come out of the gate smoking day one through day 20 or whatever it is of camp. He's got to be there every day, making plays, turning heads, and then he's got a shot. Todd asks, any lingering concerns about Quay's maturity after getting ejected twice last year? No. Not from me. I think both of those are some pretty ticky-tack calls, let's be honest, right? And I'm not excusing what he did, and he's well aware of why he got ejected and what he did wrong, but it's not like he tore some dude's head off or something, you know? I think a lot has been made of that for good reason. I mean, I can't remember ever seeing a guy get thrown out of a game twice in one year. So I'm not dismissing it or belittling it, but I think he understands what happened. And, you know, I know Matt's talked to him, and I know the team is kind of, you know, not focused on it per se, but they've made it very clear to him that that is unacceptable, right? So no, I don't have any concerns about it, but we'll see. Who knows, man? Maybe week one, he's down in Chicago, something happens and he, you know, loses his mind for a second. And then we're sitting here going, maybe there is a bit of an issue. But I don't foresee that. I don't have an issue with them. I don't have an issue with like the intensity, right? It's just a question of being able to harness it whistle to whistle. Mimsy, what's up, man? Thanks for super chat. Greater longevity, Threads or Sports Yapper? Wow, Sports Yapper reference in the year of our Lord 2023. I will say I'm on Threads. If you guys have joined already, or if you haven't, on the new social media app that is less than 24 hours old, but they have like 20 million signups already. I'm on Threads. Check me out there. Check me out on Twitter. I'm not going anywhere on Twitter. I'll be around all these social platforms probably till the day I die. God help us all. What else we got here, folks? Johnny, Quay plays with passion, at least. I believe he will learn from it. I tend to agree, man. And that's the thing. Like, how many years did we sit here saying, like, oh, God, I wish we had an inside backer or a middle linebacker who was, you know, sideline to sideline, heat-seeking missile, go, see ball, get ball, go, make the tackle, etc. And I think towards the end of the year, you saw that really come to light, and come to fruition with Walker. First part of the year, yeah, a little run around a little bit, out of position sometimes, etc. I think that's to be expected for a young man making his first kind of couple starts in the NFL. But man, he really started to seem to get it that last month or so. And if he continues to build on that and does understand when it's time to be on and off, so to speak, I still think they got something pretty special there, especially pairing him with Devondre Campbell. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Patreon members, Gary the G Club members here on YouTube. And don't forget our weekly happy hours tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern. I will see you all there. In the meantime, if you're not a member, I totally get it. But if you could do me a monster favor and hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.